to put today's presentation in proper perspective, it probably makes sense to take a look back at what we did last year. And here's what we did last year. For those of you who want to follow along, our slide presentation today appears behind tab 8 in your printed materials. Those of you who attend this presentation year in, year out, will recall that last October, we took you through a series of sort of negotiating vignettes built around six key provisions in the acquisition agreement, and they're up here on the slide. The full disclosure rep, the non-reliance clause, the consequential damages waiver, the survival clause, a fraud exception, and the sandbagging provision. So that was part one, with apologies to those of you who missed it. Today, at least to start, we're going to use a few of last year's topics as points of departure. We're going to re-examine the full disclosure rep, the non-reliance provision, and the consequential damages waiver in the context of some newly available statistics that we're going to want to highlight for you, and some new case law to which we'd like to alert you. Then we are going to address three additional provisions in the acquisition agreement that we didn't address last year. We're going to address the no undisclosed liabilities representation. We're going to address a carve-out from the definition of material adverse effect, MAE, that I'm sure you've all negotiated hard in the context of your careers. And we're also going to negotiate the buyer's regulatory covenants. And then finally, time permitting, and time may not permit, we'll negotiate a special bonus provision today, not from the acquisition agreement itself, but from the confidentiality agreement, and that's the so-called residuals clause.